listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about a phrase that we hear people use from time to time. It's the phrase, touch not the Lord's anointed. I'm going to talk to you about that phrase from 1 Samuel chapter 24, verses 9 and 10, where we read this. And David said to Saul, "Why do you listen to the words of men who say, 'Indeed, David seeks your harm'? Look, this day your eyes have seen that the Lord delivered you today into my hand in the cave, and someone urged me to kill you. But my eyes spared you, and I said, 'I will not stretch out my hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed.'" Here's the context. For many years, King Saul tried to kill David, forcing David to live like a fugitive. Then one day, David had the perfect opportunity to kill King Saul in a cave at En-Gedi. David spared Saul's life, cutting a corner from his robe instead of cutting off Saul's head. Once Saul left the cave, David presented himself to the king. David showed great kindness and tact to Saul by asking, "Why do you listen to the words of men?" And David knew very well that Saul's fear of David came from Saul himself, and it didn't really need to come from anyone else. But David put the blame on nameless others so that it would be easier for Saul to say they were wrong instead of having to say I was wrong. You see, even in confrontation, David generously tried to cover Saul's sin and to honor him. Now, some people might have said, "David, lay it on the line, tell it like it is." And to some extent, David would do this. Still, he showed great mercy and kindness to Saul. David fulfilled the later principle found in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12. Love covers all sins, that passage from Proverbs says. And 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8 says, love will cover a multitude of sins. Then David explained exactly why he did not kill King Saul when he had the opportunity. He said these words, "I will not stretch out my hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed." This principle of not striking out against God's anointed leaders is good and important, but sometimes it's been misused. You see, that phrase, "touch not the Lord's anointed," it's in vogue among some Christians and among some leaders. Often to them, it means you should never speak against a pastor or a leader. He's above your criticism or rebuke, so just keep quiet. Now, sometimes it's even used to prevent a biblical evaluation of a Bible teacher's teaching. But when David recognized that Saul was the Lord's anointed and refused to harm him, what David refused to do was to kill King Saul. David did humbly confront Saul with his sin, hoping that Saul would change his heart. But it's entirely wrong for people to use the idea of "touch not the Lord's anointed" to insulate a leader from all evaluation or accountability. When David showed the irrational King Saul the corner of the royal robe, it was proof that David had full opportunity to kill Saul, but he didn't take that opportunity. As David showed the king the corner of his robe, Saul must have heard the Spirit of God speaking loudly in his heart, "I'm cutting away your royal authority." Now, it was inevitable that Saul would be judged and that he would lose the throne. but it was absolutely God's business to accomplish that. And it was the business of no one else. Jesus established a similar principle in Matthew chapter 18, verse 7, when he said, "Offenses must come, but woe to that man by whom the offenses come." God's judgment is God's business. We put ourselves in a bad place when we attempt to make ourselves instruments of God's judgment. There is definitely an appropriate place to evaluate and hold accountable any leader or teacher among God's people. Yet in the end, judgment belongs to the Lord. Let's give it over to Him today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.